We would like to speak to you about choosing love in the face of fear. Your world, of course, is in shambles in many ways, and there are things that you cannot begin to control, and that is not even your job to begin with. But when the air around you is so filled with fear, there is a conscious thing that you can do, and it is a very beautiful thing, and that is you can actually say to the universe, I understand this fear is all around me, and I choose to fill with love. Now, that is not a, what would you call, that is not a sentimental teaching. The choice of love as an energy is literally an alignment with power. Love, as we have spoken about before, makes you able to expand, makes you able to see everything that you need to see. But one of its qualities is that it allows you to know about things that are not so wonderful without focusing on what is not so wonderful. And that particular gift of love is possibly one of the greatest gifts, because you can still be who you are. You can still be in your own power, in your own energy, in your own identity. And even when what is going on around you is fear-based or dark, you know about it, you do not have to send your thoughts to that again and again, because love will actually act as a barrier. And it will say, I am love, think of me. And what that means in terms of thoughts is that the thoughts that are important are the thoughts of gratitude, the thoughts of things that are better in your life, things that you love yourself, things that you are happy about. And love will corral those focus points for you while you are intaking love, and they will be the thing that you focus on. And when you do that, you are changed. You are changed because you are more you, since you were born in love, created of love. Then you become more yourself again. Your identity returns to you, your strength returns to you, and you know about what is not love, but you do not focus on it. And it is a learning that takes some time, because you want to be able to say to your thoughts when there is so much around you that is unpleasant. You want to say to your thoughts, if it is not in the energy of love, I do not want to think about it. I do not want to work on it. I do not want to analyze it. I want my thought patterns to get used to going to gratitude, to going to what is good in my life, to going to what I love and what I want to create. Those, of course, are only a few of the things. A beautiful thing to add in here is the beauty of nature. The stunning balance of the universe, the things that are large and beautiful and created in balance and created an expansion. You see, it is like retraining the thoughts to go to the place that will actually serve you. There have been studies in your science that prove absolutely that when you are worrying, when you are caught in thought patterns that are about fear, that the biochemistry of your body changes, and you begin to produce things that can be as heavy as poisonous to your system, all off of the thought patterns that you are choosing to run. We do want you to know this is a study. We do it a bit more each day. We do not do it perfectly. We cannot do it perfectly. We are in the human condition, or you are in the human condition. But certainly, if this is our desire, to move more toward looking for the light in any place that we can see it, then you are improving your health on many levels. You are improving your physical health, your emotional health, your intellectual health, your spiritual health. It is the best possible way to be healthy in all the ways that you want to be healthy. And it is a decision. It is a decision to say, I am not going to stay long with thoughts that do not illuminate me and illuminate the world around me. And it is not, what is your phrase? It is not an airy-fairy study. It is indeed a study that requires discipline. But you are actually recreating your own energy body when you enter into that study. So, we will take a few moments to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed.